Hey everyone, to take just a moment, welcome to the March 28, 2017 representative of the Board of County Commission. If you have a cell phone or any other type of device that's going to make you more, the people make you better than silent.
Go ahead and I want to welcome everybody here. We'll go ahead and call this meeting in order. Would please stand for an invocation pledge of the flag. Mr. Adams, would you lead us?
Let's raise the cup of bow, our heads bow, our hearts return to you. Thank you for all that you do and all that you do. Thank you for these fine men and women, Lord. Thank you for the opportunity to practice democracy. And we ask you in the name of all names, in the name of Jesus. And everybody says,
amen. Amen.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. And to the Republic for
which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. First item we have is additions or deletions. Commissioners, do you have anything you want to add to tonight's agenda? Mr. Adams, do you have anything you would like to add?
Deletions.
Okay.
Item 6.
Click sign?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Any other items or deletions? I would like to add under agenda items number 3, bridge crew position. And item number 4, I would like to add the topic we had talked about, county coordinator job description.
Is that you say 4?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Chairman, I got one I would like to add when y'all are done.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Y'all passed a membership agreement with the Green Corridor Property Assessment via, I guess, some form of a resolution a meeting or two ago. I just want to bring that up, make sure I'm on the same page. What do you want me to do?
Add that as number 5 resolution.
Yeah.
Green Corps. Do we have any other items, gentlemen? That being said, do we have a motion to adopt a new agenda?
So moved.
Second.
Motion made by Commissioner Music, second by Commissioner Locke. All in favor?
Yes.
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 Yes. Yes. Okay, number 1 on the adopted, we got here in the public. This is on ordinance CPA 17-01 land use amendment. This is a public hearing. Planning Commission has been called upon to consider a recommendation to the Board of County Commissioners on the transmittal of proposed amendment to the Holmes County Comprehensive Plan future land use map of an ordinance relating thereto for land use designation from a commercial to urban mixed use. Property address is 703 East Highway 90, Bonifay, Florida 32425. Do we have anybody that wants to speak on behalf of that? That being said, we'll go ahead and close the public hearing for that ordinance CPA 17-01 and go ahead and open up the public hearing and ordinance floodplain management. Mr. Williams, do you have anything you want to say on? Roger Williams, do you have anything you want to say on the matter?
This is the issue that the state, I think, Mr. Williams brought to us probably about 6 or 9 months ago. We discussed at a workshop where they would like us to bring our floodplain management or our floodplain ordinance into compliance with some of their more recent statutes. I think ours was passed maybe 3 or 4 years ago, and right after we passed ours, they updated theirs. So this is just to get more in conformity with what the state requires.
Do we have anybody else from the public? Any questions on that? With that being said, we'll go ahead and close the public hearing on ordinance to floodplain management. Item number 3, March 6, 2017, special session minutes, March 14, 2017, special and regular session. Have you guys had a chance to look at those? We have a motion to adopt those minutes.
So moved.
We have a motion made by Commissioner Music. Right, we have a second. It. Second by Commissioner Sassanet. All in favor?
Yes.
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 Yes. Number four, non-agenda audience, effective October 1st, 2013, Florida Statute 286 mandates that the members of the public shall be given a reasonable opportunity to be heard on proposition before a board of commission. Each individual shall have 3 minutes to speak on the issue before the board. I have five individuals here to speak, six individuals. Miss Elka Mosier, Bismarck Road. It's number one. Miss Mosier.
Yeah. I'll speak to the road there. Yes, I'm here to see if we've got any further on Bismarck Road with the name change.
Mr.
I asked Mr. Powell to send his motion for the name change on that road before it go back to Bismarck Road.
Mr. George Bisma, on that issue, we had, I think you have turned in an application for that.
Yes.
For us to look at, and I know this issue has been brought up a couple different times in a board meeting, and as of now, we have reviewed that application, and I would suggest that you would get back with Mr. Adams if you had any further questions on that. But right now, we don't have anything set forth on the agenda to do anything like with that right now.
So what are we waiting on? What are we waiting on?
Well, we have discussed this.
I mean, we know where we're at on this.
Well, the application was not all completed at the time it was turned in, and we have reviewed the application just prior to this meeting. I found out not everything was there, and I believe has he talked to you about that?
About my application?
Yes, sir.
Yes, briefly.
Okay, but that's where we're at with it right now.
Okay, 2 weeks ago I would give you that application. It's going to take another 2 weeks for us to review it, or
well, no, it ain't reviewing it. It's having everything corrected on it. As of now, we're not going to go no further on this until that's completed. Okay. Thank you, sir.
We will go further.
Mr. Clay Joyner, land sale.
Good afternoon. I spoke to y'all before about selling y'all a piece of land for a clay pit. I talked to some of y'all, and they want me to bring it back in front of the board one last time. I lowered my price down. The least I'll take on it's around $28.50
an acre. Don't.
So I can't tell you that. I'm sorry.
Just don't. It's better not to.
That's fine. But that's where I have to be if y'all are interested in moving forward and looking at that parcel of land. So.
On that parcel of land, I spoke with Mr. Morris. We've got approximately, 40 acres that could be used.
I think the total parcel he's going to sell is 80 acres.
Yeah, it's 88 acres. Yeah. The whole parcel.
It's about 40 is the prime hill spot where the clay is at. There is some wetland area. I think when you pull it up on the flat map, it's about 35% of that one part. The highest guess is probably 40-something. And he might tell me a little better. He knows the land better than I do. But the whole 80 acres would not be.
No. We live in Florida, so you're not going to get a whole parcel of land that doesn't have a wet spot on it. So, but it does have – it's very mineral rich with some good quality clay. I took my excavator, and I've dug about 22 feet deep, and it's never changed color. It stayed into the same clay, and I've moved in several spots. So it's a good road clay. But it's the county's call if you need the dirt or not. So.
Would you be interested in selling a partial of that, just that 40 acres? That's...
I think it would be a price that you probably wouldn't want to pay. Okay. I'll just be honest with you. Because, there's just a quite a bit of dirt back there. So I just don't want to split it up. I prefer to sell it all in one parcel. So, and this will be the last time I bring it in front of the board as well.
Yes, sir.
So that's totally up to y'all.
Gentlemen, have any of you anything else you want to ask Mr. Joyner on this? I know he has called me a couple times, and I told him that, you know, the best deal is to, you know, to find out from you directly if this is what we want to do. I think I'm okay with dirt, as far as what I've been told, but
we are right now in my district, but we're going to run low, and I don't know how much we're going to have left out of FEMA work's done.
Yeah.
So it's going to determine their.
And this parcel splits directly between District 1 and 4 also. They split right in the middle of this property,
yes,
just about. So
yeah.
I know it would be very beneficial to the county, but like I say.
Well, if there's any interest in it, I would suggest that you get with Mr. Adams, any one of your commissioners, and maybe that way he can negotiate or work out something. If we see a need in it, I don't know.
If there is an interest in it by the board to move forward, a couple things to keep in mind. One is you may want to do a dirt quality sampling to see what you're buying there. And then the second thing is we probably, based on what I anticipate the value is going to be on it, we probably need to get an appraisal before we make the purchase. But those are all things we can do as staff if that's what you want to do.
And it comes down to the fact we can even afford it.
Yeah. Okay, Mr. Joyner, I'll let them discuss it with the county coordinator, and if individually, if they want to do it, they can come. He can get with you. That'd be the best way. And I do appreciate your time.
Yeah, that's fine. I just want to offer you one last time before I put it in the pasture.
Thanks, sir.
Yeah. Solid at that point. So
thank you, man.
Thank you for your time.
Thanks a bunch. We had two other ones on the Bismuth Road. I think they have left. We have a Mr. Marshall on Cody Taylor Lane. Okay. The other one was a Watford on Bismuth Road, but I don't believe they're here. So, with that being said, we'll go on to the agenda items. Variance request, Mr. Roger Williams.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Good evening, Daddy.
We had a request for a variance from our comprehensive plan language. There is language in the comprehensive plan that allows that. The request went to the Planning Commission, and they made a decision, which I think hopefully you have a copy of that. Is that right? You do have.
Yes, sir. I believe we do.
So you know
yes,
what
sir.
The request is for RV. Lot sale, which is the design work and that sort of thing, I think may still be in the process. The gentleman that is wanting to do that, that's requested that request, is here. It's in the city limits of Ponce de Leon, not in the county, which all the municipalities except Bonifay fall under the county's comprehensive plan. Mm-hmm. The city clerk from Ponce de Leon is here, and they had a meeting which it was approved by vote, but I'm just not sure if we have confirmation of that in writing. So I don't know. There may be some kind of a holdup there on that. One of the issues was water and sewer capability from the city to be able to provide that, or the number of spaces that are there. It's not like your regular RV park. It's more like it falls under almost under condominium law, where a person buys a parcel of land, and there he's the gentleman has lots of restrictions, lots of things that would pertain to there'd be a homeowners association where you'd have to pay a fee to maintain the site, the property, not just the site, but he's talking about a lot of development. And it might be good if he presented that to y'all.
Which that'd be good. Roger, I do have a couple questions, and that's just from looking at some of these okay. notes and looking at this. And one of my concerns is this is no longer going to be an RV park, right? It's going to be an RV slash condominium type setup.
It's an RV resort.
So what are you looking at for value for each lot that he's putting out there?
He has that information. Mr. Thomas has done quite a bit of legwork on that as far as the development on it, and he has that information, which might be good if he did that. I'm not real familiar with that, but it does increase the property values on that parcel from what they are now to what they potentially could be.
With an RV lot, you're only required to be there 6 months, and they can move their requirement in 6 months and they leave. So my question was on this. if you're there 6 months, are they homestead exempt, or are we actually going to make any money? I mean, are we going to collect any taxes off of this?
Just my thought briefly on that would be that a person that would buy that lot owns a really nice house someplace else.
Yeah.
It's not like they're going to spend all that money and put it there for a place just to come to visit, unless they're full-time RVers, and there are some of those. But I don't know just how the covenants are that he'll have on the property. So
the individual owns the lot.
The individual owns the lot, yeah. And they can come there, they can stay there. I think they can actually lease it out. They can rent it out to another individual from someplace else or family members or whatever. But the RV doesn't stay there, from what I understand. The RV would go away if another person was renting the spot.
Well, this is what I heard on this now, and you just correct me if I'm wrong, and I heard some of this from the Planning Commission. So we're looking at lots potentially $10,000 to $30,000 a piece.
I have no idea.
You'll have me to answer.
Yes, sir. You answer that. Don't run off. Okay. You go ahead.
Okay. Gentlemen, I'll try to answer some of your questions. This will be an RV resort with lots for sale. And we've got it in three phases. First phase is 150. The second phase is the balance of 250 plus a hotel and a restaurant along in phase three. Just in phase one, if we do a 150 lots at the price that he's saying he can sell them, right now the property taxes on that piece of property is $9,152 a year. The projected taxes on 150 lots, the hotel and the restaurant, come up to an increase. Well, it comes to $128,790, an increase of $119,000. And then you've got the bed tax on the hotel and on the daily rentals in the RV lot, because they're not all going to be full at one time. They'll be available for rent, even at a 15 occupancy. So you're looking at $138,000 a year in increased property taxes. The RVs, as Mr. Williams said, the law says that if they stay there, they have to move it every 6 months. And that way the bed tax stays in effect. So the county will get an additional $19,000 and something in taxes from the bed tax, in addition to the $119,000 in the ad valorem tax increase, just on the 150 lots. But when we get it completely built out, you're looking at $188,000.
So how much are you looking at for every individual lot? How much
are
you looking at for every individual lot?
Well, he says he can sell them for 40. I use the estimates of 30.
Okay. Well,
there's a potential that it's even higher.
And I'm excited about this. We need growth wherever we can. This is my only concern, and this is why I just want to try to explain to the board. Like Mr. Williams has said, this is going to follow under the comp plan for the county, not the city, because those certain municipalities are falling under the comprehensive plan of the county.
Well, this is not under the comprehensive plan. It's under the land development regulations, which is in the comprehensive plan.
Yes, sir.
And the city does not have comprehensive plan. The only one that does is Bonifay.
Okay.
The rest of the municipalities all use your county plan.
So it goes under the county plan. So this is my question, and this might be an off-the-wall question, but what happens now? I mean, just say we go in there and they develop all this, and we got $30,000 lots, and we got $2 million RVs sitting on these lots. Under the comp plan, under certain areas, when you start doing development, that we are required under that to bring the roads and streets up to
That's why we're not asking for anyway, I just lost it. We want to leave it as an RV park resort. That way we will go by the comprehensive plan on just what size streets, and it won't be a development, is what I'm trying to say, as far as a residential development.
Raymond, this is a place like they can come in.
Can
overnight.
I approach y'all a little further? I still have ear trouble and can't wear my
That's
hearing
fine.
Aid in this one. That, I can hear in this one. But can't
this is like some people it may want to come in overnight and hook up and pull
there
out the next day.
They come in because right. If you sell 150 lots, you're not going to have 100% occupancy.
That's right.
And the management is going to manage it as a rental unit for the ones that want to rent them.
Yeah, see, they won't be full all the time, in and out, and some of them may stay sick, and some may not.
Yeah,
it's just a park.
Like an RV park, right. But it'll be a resort. And when we say resort, we're talking about swimming pools. All the lots are going to have buildings on them, gazebos. There's going to be walking trails. We're looking at tube inside. There's a creek that runs right behind it. We don't know yet about that, but if it's possible, it's going to work. Well, it runs through part of it. If it's possible, we may do that. There's all kind of things that could be done there. But the main issue is if we can get this in there, we've got the hotel and we've got the restaurant. And there's really, we're limited over there. We have a very small hotel. It just has a few rooms in it, so independent, and the restaurant, right now, I don't even know if we have one that's open. I think there might be one that's trying to open now, up on Highway 90, but it'd be a win-win for the county.
It would, and I'm just concerned if I'm not on this board or whoever's sitting on this chair, they come back later on under circumstances and need a road to get into their RV. $30,000 RV lot, you know, with that being said, that was my concern. But if it's brought up to standard, and we don't have that problem. So,
yeah,
it'll have full hookups on all of them, Freeman. They're going to have full hookups.
Yeah, it'll be
full
hookups.
You've already got one in South Florida down there.
I'm going to go ahead and ask the owner to speak. Is that okay, guys?
Yeah.
I got one question.
On the streets and all development, who's going to be responsible for that?
It'll be his.
Okay, well,
it won't be public roads.
That's good.
They won't be deeded to the county. They'll be maintained by the association.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, sir.
Right. I'm here to answer any questions.
What was your name?
David McQuarrie.
We needed that for the record, David.
Okay.
But I guess one of our concerns were the streets and the roads to make sure
but
that we're
really maintained. It's really going to be a private commercial development, really, is what it is.
Yes, sir.
So, you know, when we'll design the roads accordingly. And but really, everything that starts right there on my property on it would be mine. And so you would not have any responsibility.
Yeah.
And I think my answer on your homestead exemption, I just think, I mean, someone asked me this. I think you have an RV that moves. I just can't imagine someone calling that homestead. But also, I look at it more as a commercial investment because really all we're doing is selling lots, and then we will treat it as an RV park because he's right. When people come in, we'll rent the lots, and they keep the income. We manage it for them.
That's good. You got like a homeowner association fees
yes.
and all that.
Yeah, it's very strict. Very strict. I mean, it's there. You know, you can't. Everything has to be. You know, we're going to put gazebos. Everything's going to be there, but you cannot put refrigerators outside or barbells outside or clotheslines outside. It's going to be nice.
That's great.
But each pad is going to have its own. It's going to be concrete. We have Wi-Fi. We have cable TV. Water, sewer, and of course electric, all full power, all service. And then there's a creek on the back. We're talking about lazy river if possible. But the main thing is we have probably half the property's got wet area, and we're going to probably put a walking trail around that, and it ought to be really nice.
Okay.
Is this your first project?
No. But one thing that I believe, though, is what I've experienced – is like I've said this, and I went to two Ponce de Leon meetings, and I had one here, so we've had plenty of meetings. But what happens is, you know, if we put an RV park there on a highway, Interstate 10, leading into Destin, Panama City, it'd do fine. Don't know if it'd do, I mean, I don't know, you know, but it'd do okay. But when you have lots available to sell, and people from Indiana and Ohio, people who retired from a middle class, you know, job, and they sell their home and they have their 401k and they have enough money to come down and get a little touch of what we got here. That's the people that we're going to attract. So it'll be more successful because we have lots for sale than just an RV park for rent. And you'll have a better quality of person in there because our, first of all, we will sell them for 30s to 40s, and our rents on them will be closer to $50 a night of the quality. That's going to, we're not going to get a lot of the lesser RVs, you know, or the troublemakers, let's just call them.
So you plan on putting a motel there too, right? A hotel?
What we yes, sir. What we have is we have a parcel taken out, and I have a group that has said if you go there, they'll come. But it's not a guarantee, but we believe if we have 200 units out there and people are living there, two people living there, then we believe strongly that, first of all, it's a good hotel site. Now, can we get Waffle House there or someone like that? That's kind of what we're thinking. But if we, you know, we add the 250.
Well, you're on the right thought because the Waffle House, the motel and the trailer park would support Waffle House, you know, almost.
Yes. I mean, if we have 250 units there and we have two people staying there, we should be pretty good shape. But what I think it's a great location because of Destin, Panama City, and then your springs.
That's right.
And then also the golf courses around here will benefit greatly.
That's choice property there.
Yeah, well, we hope so. Hope so.
It sure is.
Gentlemen, any other questions, gentlemen?
Sounds good to me.
Do we have a motion to go ahead and adopt this?
I'll make a motion.
Second.
I have a motion made by Commissioner Sasson, second made by Commissioner Music. All in favor?
Yes.
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 Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you all very much.
Yeah. Next item on the agenda is network-based access control system by Mr. Hudson.
Good evening, gentlemen. If you'll give me just a moment, I'd like to pass out to you a little bit of information, and we'll discuss this.
Thank you, Brother Kyle.
Yes, sir. The information that I have given you is a scoring sheet, and if you'll make a change for me, for some reason, my mind hit a 3 instead of an 8, so this is March the 28th, 2017, not March the 23rd. I do apologize for that. If you'll remember, a few meetings ago, you guys approved for us to go out for proposal for an access control system, basically an electronic key system for the courthouse. That system was to be paid for, if you move to go forward with that, out of an ordinance which you guys passed some time back and updated some time back. The ordinance collects money out of court costs and fines. It is earmarked statutorily for upgrades to your court facilities. So it is known as a court facilities fund, and it is earmarked specifically for projects like this to where we could upgrade that. That being said, we went out for a proposal. We got 4 back. We were able to have a pre-proposal or a pre-bid conference with all of the individuals interested. That allowed us to have some good conversations with those people, make sure everybody was on the same playing field, make sure everybody understood exactly what we were looking for. As those proposals came in, there was a wide range of prices. And what you'll see there is that there were several categories that we ranked these companies in. One was price, their methodology, their qualifications to do the work, how much work experience they had in the 14th Circuit was a big question that some of our judges had in this. And then also their ability to complete this work in a timely manner. You'll see that they all really ranked out very similarly, except for in the category of how much work they had done in the 14th Circuit. With the amount of work done in the 14th Circuit, it put Sonatrol clearly on top. And so I would ask that you would allow us to move forward to extend to Sonatrol to do this work for us for a cost of $57,884, and that will be paid for out of the courthouse facilities fund.
I'll make a motion.
I'll second. We have a motion made by Commissioner Locke, second by Commissioner Powell. Any more discussion? All in favor?
Yes.
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 Yes. Yes. Thank you, sir. Number three on the agenda, I put in our bridge crew position. If I'm not mistakenly wrong, Mr. Adams, we had a person resign this week from the bridge crew.
We did.
Hell three.
Mr. Adam Majors resigned today due to medical problems from the bridge crew today, opening up a heavy equipment operator position.
Okay. I threw this idea around with some of the ones out there at the shop, and talked to Mr. Marsh about it. I think I've talked to you a little bit. And I'm just going to throw this out to the board and see what you guys think. We're currently that position, and I can tell you, I've been out there and I've seen that position. There's kind of a floater position sitting in between times where he would be sitting there till 7-8 o'clock till somebody come and pick him up. With that being said, I know they're having a hard time out there at the shop. I know we're still paying overtime out there. We're paying overtime we paid overtime Monday, and we're scheduled for next Monday to pay overtime. They have a lot of going on. I would like for you guys to think about taking this position and turning it into a mechanic position for at least the next 6 months to see if we can resolve this overtime issue out there.
If I may interject just a little bit, please, there, Chairman. We have been down a mechanic for about 3 months now, 2 months, 3 months. So we have the fourth mechanic that's in place for this. And one of the reasons for that position was to ensure that the bridge crew would not be behind. And that is to make sure that Johnny sees how we combine special projects and that we have combined the bridge crew together. And that's one of our largest deficits in the road systems are our bridges. So I would please consider it, but I would like for you to take all the information into consideration, please.
Yes, sir. I know we just filled a bridge crew position
right
at the last meeting.
Right, and one of the delays are the foreman and the other gentleman have to go pick up the inmates at the prison, and yes, they could be prepping things, and that will be addressed. However, that's one of the reasons for the delay for them going off to the bridges, waiting for them.
Yeah, I know they've been sitting there every morning until about 7, 8 o'clock, where everyone else has already started at 6:15 in the morning. Mr. Marsh, do you have anything you want to elaborate on this? Or? I know back, and the reason why I asked Mr. Marsh, because I know back before we did the consolidation problem, I don't think we had that problem with that person sitting there. Am I correct on that when I said that? Well,
this is a position that I had actually added to the bridge group last year. One of the reasons I had to add the heavy equipment operator because the other equipment operator on the crew was supervising inmates.
Yeah.
He couldn't get on equipment, he couldn't drive a truck, he couldn't deliver material to the job. It was needed, so we added it. The structure has changed a little bit. Is over our special projects as well. He's right there. I will attest to the fact that our bridges are one of our single biggest problems.
Yes, sir.
Wow. Got a lot of them, too.
And the shop foreman did call me today and discuss the fact that he is behind. No doubt he is. We're doing a lot of work. There's management of personnel, I don't know. I know you got some equipment.
One of the largest pieces are the lawnmowers, etc., that the inmates use, and this is the best time for that, and there's a lot to be done.
Yeah. And I'm just looking at it from a financial perspective. I mean, if we're sitting there paying overtime for 2-3 guys, whatever, every Monday, that adds up over the course of 1 year. So, and I'm seeing a position here that someone's been sitting there every morning until 8 o'clock in the morning, so I'm just saying, we have something there we could utilize.
Check that again in 2 days to see what you
say. Mr. Adams, that was going to be my question: is what is your recommendations? I mean, we're on the bridge crew here, on the getting that man, and on the what can we do to, you know, make things run a little smoother out of the mechanic shop?
We have a fourth man now, and he's a wonderful mechanic. So we were down to three, so we are up to par. That's one of the reasons Mr. Good and I spoke and about putting an overtime in for three to 4 weeks maybe to bring everything up to par and see how that works. A good idea, I think, would be we have summertime help that we have coming in to do our parks and one that assists District 5's crew. So if we may consider a part-time mechanic to come in to help during that season, I think that would be something to look at. And like Mr. Erickson said as well, looking to put this position as a mechanic instead of a road crew person. So, I mean, as a heavy equipment operator, good options. But, you know, I'm recommending that let's give it just a little time maybe, and we could keep this position on hold for a short period of time, see if it works out. If not, plan B.
My thing is we keep creating stuff. And when you sit there and say, okay, we're going to hire a part-time person later on down the road, where's that money going to come mm-hmm. from? You know, and mm-hmm. I'm trying to hit it off before it happens, mm-hmm. especially when you have somebody that's just been sitting there. Mm-hmm. And there's nothing against him. I mean, it's just the position. He hasn't had a vehicle, a way to go to come to work. He's having to wait on a ride every morning. It wasn't him. It was mm-hmm. the fact he was waiting for all the inmates to be loaded up, them come in there, and I'd go out there, and I'm like, how long you sit out here for? Well, I'm just waiting for a ride. Now we got a position there that you don't have no transportation or way of moving. So,
you have a recommendation on offsetting that anyway, as far as that, what finds that individual waiting? Is there anything that we could do about if we kept that position?
Let's play it by time, you know, just.
It could help. We could look into vehicle prep for the task at hand with the lumber that they use, the material that they use, and I'm sure we can find something for them to do.
Well, this is some of that, and I didn't mean this in the last meeting derogatory anybody when I said trimming the fat. This is the fat I'm talking about.
Right, I understand.
Okay. Well, we'll go on to item number four. County coordinator job description. We discussed that in the previous workshop here, 5 o'clock. We discussed option one and option two. Option one being the one with 4 pages. Option two with the smaller one with the smaller pages. Do we have any motion or any suggestion on that?
I'd say we just keep it like it is right now.
That would be the 4-page option, the option one. That's similar to what you have right now, and that's basically a copy and paste of the old job description. Well, essential functions, at least, the part of it there.
But the short one is for him to hire and fire, right?
Yeah. Basically, for the public that wasn't here, option one is basically keeping the way the position has been in past, which hasn't been that long. Option two is giving the county coordinator the authority to hire and fire and so forth in that position in that job title. And that's basically the two big differences. So we have a motion for any other option or just.
Well, with me, I'd like to stay with Walter Regan Hard and Far. And he won't need to be a brains of the board. He can handle that, you know, I think, you know.
Is that a motion?
Yes.
We have a motion to go with option two. That include I and J, which were those two. Those were the two differences. It's hiring and firing.
Yeah.
Do we have a motion made to go with option two by Commissioner Music? We have a second. Motion died, lack of a second. Okay, so we're going to continue doing what we're doing with no current job description then?
Well, I believe it does have a job description.
Is that an actual job description, Mr. Attorney, that he's sitting on now?
That was the application.
That was the application that went out. There was no job description included.
Those were the functions and description of the job.
Description of the
there
job.
Is a job description on file for the county coordinator that was adopted before Mr. Waters was hired. So I believe that would be his job description.
Yes.
I can't answer that.
Yeah, without looking at it. Okay, number five, we'll just leave it the way it sits. If we want to come back and revisit that, we can. Option number five, Mr. Goodman, resolution to Green Corps.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Recently, you guys passed a resolution with respect to the Green Corridor properties. That resolution asked for my signature. There's also a membership agreement that I think is supposed to be attached to it as Exhibit A that also calls for my signature. There's some things I think we got maybe a boilerplate form that needs to be edited a little bit. Does the board want me to edit this where it needs to be edited and brought back for consideration? I'm just not comfortable putting my signature on this the way it's written right now.
I would recommend you take it back the way you need it to be looked at.
I'll bring it to you at the next meeting. I just wanted direction on that before I just didn't feel comfortable signing it.
You good with that?
Yeah.
County coordinator. Number six, one notice to proceed with County Road 181.
As you'll see in your package, you have a notice to proceed with County Road 181 for the program to have it paved. Any questions about it? We have our engineer present that may answer any questions that you may have about it as well.
Everything came in line financially?
Yes, sir. Everything as well.
What? We got a time frame for them when they start?
April 17th is the notice to proceed date.
So they will start the 17th? Both of them, or are they going to do one, then the other, and they're both?
Both together, same time.
Is that right?
April 17th.
Okay, great.
Do we need a motion to that?
Yes, sir. We need a motion to proceed with County Road 181.
Okay, do we have
I'll make that motion.
A motion by Commissioner Sassett.
Second.
Second. Commissioner Music, all in favor?
Yes.
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 Okay, the next item, notice to proceed with County Road 183A. We need a motion to proceed with that one as well.
Bridge Creek. I'll make that motion, please.
We have a motion to proceed with 183A by Commissioner Sassenet. We have a second.
Second.
Second by Commissioner Music. All in favor?
Yes.
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 Maybe I didn't hear you.
Okay, next item.
FEMA positions.
Yes, sir. Item three, road maintenance tech positions. We have our trucks in. We are awaiting paperwork to have the bank to sign that for our attorney to look over. And once we have that, we're looking in the next couple of days. We'd love to hire these positions for the gentleman that we have already interviewed. And I recommend hiring these six gentlemen for our road maintenance techs for FEMA. These are full-time temporary jobs to desist as we see necessary no longer than the end of FEMA.
Six individuals?
Yes, sir. First one is Robert Thurman. Second is Roy Polk. Third, Mitch Carroll. Four, Daryl Messer. Five, Greg Elan, EYLANDT. And the last one is Daniel Whittington.
Do you have a motion to that effect?
Make a motion.
Motion made by Commissioner Powell. We have a second. Second. Commissioner Locke, all in favor?
Yes.
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 And these are pending us getting the paperwork to get on the trucks. We do have one truck, 3512. We have parts ordered. The crews are starting on that, and we're looking probably a four-day maintenance day before we can get that truck fixed. So we would like to hold off on that last person until we can get that truck completed, please.
Number five, dump truck hitches.
The next item is dump truck hitches. These new Mack trucks do not have hitches or air on them, and we need these to be able to facilitate pulling our equipment around from point A to point B, and we do have our 2007 Mack trucks. We have contacted a gentleman that can do these for us at $1,200 per truck, and I wanted to inform you guys that we will piecemeal these in, onesies and twosies at the time, and we have four trucks that we need to do this with.
It's going to be on the FEMA trucks.
The ones we are using for FEMA, correct? The old Mack trucks, the 2007 truck 14 truck. Right.
Okay. Yes, how many trucks is that?
It's four trucks. Yes, sir.
This is being paid out of what?
Excuse me, where we look that money up at. Shop repair, that's what I thought it was. Yeah, shop repair.
Shop.
Yes, sir.
We need a
Metalhook on the new Max, but if you are aware, we're using FEMA. And so by having these put on the old Max, it doesn't handicap the performance. They can use those trucks to move equipment out. And I don't have to stop my paperwork to go move it further. So, definitely. And the new Kenworths that don't have them, we can't modify them. We're needing those to sell them back to the companies.
Do we have a motion to go ahead and put these on and be paid for out of shop repair and maintenance?
Motion
made by Commissioner Powell. We have second. Second, Commissioner Sassenet. Any more discussion? All in favor?
Yes.
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 Yes. Okay. Quincy, all the positions now filled for FEMA?
Correct. We do have all of our trucks
so
and all of our
more applications out nowhere, right?
We do not. We have all applications in. We do have some that
I just want to let the people know I've been getting a lot of calls on people wanting to turn in applications. Right. I told them I didn't know where we was at today. So.
Well, please do have them turn them in so we can have some on file for whenever we have rotation.
Okay.
So it'll be encouraged for them to fill an application out.
All right.
It'd be encouraged. Okay. And item five, inmate supervisor position. This is one of the temporary positions ranging from April until September. One that is with District 5. It's supporting Gerald with an inmate crew and also with parks and recreation, cleaning those areas up. This one will go to the parks and recreation. We have this job position still open. We do not have – we only had one out of the two that we're going to be able to fill right now. So we're still looking for an inmate supervisor. So we do have someone, and Mr. Justin Mullins, and I would like for you guys to hire him contingent on his background check coming back. We have him turned into the Department of Corrections, doing a background check on him and ensuring that he can do it. The gentleman, that's what his occupation was an inmate guard, so he has experience doing this. So he'd be a good fit for it, and I would like a recommendation for us to hire him contingent on us getting a good background check.
Full-time, part-time?
It is full-time temporary.
Okay.
April to September.
Now, Wesley, what about our grace cut? Because we've been having part-time for cutting the grass.
Yes, sir. We have not advertised for those yet.
That's coming down the road a little later.
It's coming up real soon.
It's time to start cutting grass.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, we do need to cut grass.
We've been chewing a whole lot of bubble gum, Mr. Sassenet.
A lot of grass.
Okay. I know that, but we'll have to handle
it. Do we have a motion to hire an inmate supervisor temporary?
So moved.
Have a motion made by Commissioner Music, second by Commissioner Sassenet. All in favor?
Yes.
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 You both? Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. That's it.
Thank you,
Jack. Team of Coordinator, Mr. Marsh, you have anything?
I do have an update, Mr. Chairman. You all had asked in the last meeting we had discussed animal control, and you had asked me to coordinate
yes,
with the sheriff to see if he was, in fact, interested. He sent a message to me via email through Ms. Sherry that at this time he is not interested in animal control. So where we're currently at is we have a contract, as you are aware, with Washington County, and they're providing us this service. There are some holes in the service. For example, Friday we had a call and we needed them to come over, and for whatever reason they were just tied up and they couldn't. So I think our options here is to continue with the contract that we currently have with Washington County, or you guys may want to consider. We had went out one time and advertised and took applications for, you know, trying to hire our own coordinator or our own animal control officer. So at this point, your options are either just to continue as is with Washington County or possibly advertise that position and see if we can get some interest. I think we only have, when you look at the budget, we have around $59,000 budgeted. $34,000 of that goes to the veterinarian services, which handles all the animals for, you know, when they bring an animal in, they have to try to adopt it out and all that. So it's a per animal price up to a certain thing, but I think it's around $34,000 a year for that. When you factor in the maintenance on the vehicle and stuff, that leaves us about $14,000 for a salary. So it's not a full-time position. If we were to hire, you're probably looking at somewhere around 29 hours a week, 30 hours a week. Just some food for thought. You did ask me to check into it.
Yeah, and I appreciate it because I know currently I think we're paying Washington County $42 an animal to pick up.
Yeah, they're handling the 46, I think.
$46 for
paying. When they come over.
Yeah. So something we might need to look into later. I appreciate that, Mr. Marsh.
Sure.
County engineer.
Good evening, commissioners. A little bit of good news for you. The chairman wrote a letter to the district secretary of DOT a month or two ago, maybe a couple months ago by now. And so been back and forth with DOT and got news into last week that they're sending you a new agreement. They're going to add about somewhere right around $50,000 to your agreement. And so the chairman will need to get approval to sign the agreement. And I understand that's forthcoming to you guys right now. We also, at the direction of DOT, went back through all of our bids. And you guys had given a contingent award to Roberts and Roberts Construction to do Deacon Road. We knew it was $90,000 over budget. DOT is pitching in somewhere around $50,000, and we've been able to value engineer about $42,000 out of the contract. And so in my discussions with DOT, they indicated that we would need to get approval by the board for what we're going to call change order number one, which is $42,122.50. Change order number one would be essentially a separate document than the award. And so you have already awarded the contract for $492,366.40. The board has already taken action on that. It was contingent on additional funding from DOT. And so DOT's come up with the $50,000. I would need you guys to approve change order number one for $42,122.50. And we would be up and running. And so the agreement should come to you probably, I'm guessing, next week.
Okay.
But I would like to get approval from the board for change order one so that when you have the agreement signed and approved, we can go to work.
Do we have a motion for change order number one for $42,122?
So moved.
Motion made by Commissioner Music, second. Commissioner Sassenet, all in favor?
Yes.
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 Yes. Yes.
That's all I had. Thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Your letter paid off.
Well, we can always try. Mr. Attorney.
I do have something that I just remembered. I've gotten some calls in the past week or so with respect to where we're at with the Burgess lawsuit. If you'll remember, probably September, October-ish, we had an executive session and passed a settlement agreement. Those hoops have been jumped. We got a joint stipulation by their attorney and myself today. I emailed that to Kyle late this afternoon, and I'll file it formally tomorrow with a proposed order that I'll hand walk through to Judge Patterson this week. So
okay,
there'll be an order of dismissal hopefully signed this week.
That'd be great. I appreciate that. Commissioners.
Yeah, I got one. I'd like to talk about the school over at the elementary school. We need to purchase that property over there for future use. The school board's got a price on it. And if we have to tear the building down, we need to lease secure property. I think we'd be able to do that. Well, school board paid us for the fairgrounds over there. We may be able to swap the money back to them for even swap, which would cost neither one of us nothing. And to hold a utility bill down over on that school, we could tear it down. But, boys, I'm going to tell you something. If we miss this opportunity as a commissioner, this is foresight. These 40 acres of property over there can be used, and they don't need to sell it to somebody out of town. They're already getting prices for it. We need to secure that property over there. And if we can do it the way I'm thinking we can do it, we'd just be even swapping from the property we gave them for that property over there. So we don't need to let this chance go by us. and I want y'all to think about it, and this is very important. This county's going to need this property, and the growth that's coming in here and all, we'll have a place over there later that we can build over there. So we need to consider hard about securing that property. And if we do it the way I'm thinking we can do it, I believe it'll be an even swap. Maybe they will sell the building over there or stuff out of it to help tear it down, or either somebody may buy it to tear it down to salvage what they can get out of it. But if we do that, we won't have to leave the utility zone, but we need to secure that property. We don't need to let that pass us at all. If we do that, we're going to be in further problem down the road. Our grandkids or whoever comes near behind us is going to have to make this choice. And if we make this choice, we'd be making the right choice for years to come over there. So we need to get with the board school board before they sell this property, which they already got some prices on over there. We may be able to secure it the way I'm thinking. So that's something to think about, Daniel.
Yes, sir. I don't mind looking into it a little further, Bobby, and talking to some of the school board, and like I say, just attend one of the meetings and see what we can do. Basically just get a price of what they're asking for.
Well, I think that they might be able to, if we can, what they gave us, if we can give that back to them. Only thing we do is swap in money, see. Yeah. And secure that land and keep it for the county. Or I can't see it getting away from the county. If we do that, that's going to be a bad decision on us. You might not be able to see it today, but you will 5 years from now, 10 years from now. If we let that go, that's going to be a bad decision for this board.
Well, we've got a workshop coming up the 30th. Can we put that on the workshop, discuss that as well?
Well, we need to have the school board present where we can talk to them and see what we can do.
Put that on the agenda item number 2. Elementary school?
Yes.
Okay.
That's all I got to say.
Thank you, Mr. Sassett. Mr. Music?
Well, one thing, I think at one time, several years ago, we had someone that could capture these beavers and stuff, because they're tearing my culverts up. Even though we're putting water and stuff in it, a lot of that's not helping.
I remember that. That's been years back.
Yeah.
We had hired somebody to go out there and do all that. I can't remember.
Well, that was going on when I took off. It's over him. It's kidding them beavers summers up and charging the county with them. And then bringing the tails in here. So everywhere I could find a beaver to kill, we was paying for it. So you got to watch stuff like that. Make sure he's out our off our roads.
Well, I know it stopped them culverts up, buddy.
We have a time to
clean them out.
Beaver tail.
Mr. Adams, would you check into that for us?
It's charging $25 a tail.
Yeah. Tim. I can't remember if it's USDA or somebody like that has got a program going where they'll basically come in and manage your beavers. Washington County's doing it. They entered into it about a year or two ago. You may want to get with Hank on that contact. I think it's USDA manages that program.
Okay. They're
going to
have their hands
full. Yeah. We got them, I'm telling you. A lot of beavers.
They'll collect a lot of tail on that one. Well, the beavers we got.
It's
crazy. Okay. Anything else, Commissioner Music?
That's it.
Please consider maybe the 30th being a special session.
Okay.
We can maybe do some voting, etc.
Okay.
That may come up.
Yeah, we'll change that here in just a minute. Mr. Powell, I guess you're coming up next on this. Would you consider changing? I think you called the meeting for a workshop.
I called the meeting for workshop for policy and procedures for the county. Some of the things is, what we're using our dump trucks to haul and different things. And just wanted some clarification on some of the policies. So
I guess what he's asking, if you wouldn't mind just changing that from special from workshop to special session, so
if
we can make
votes.
If you
want to make it a special session, it's fine with me.
Okay, that would work, and we can
Let's
vote.
Let's have a good discussion.
We can vote and discuss. Do you have anything else, Mr. Powell?
That'll be all.
Okay. Commissioner Locke?
Well, when was the special session?
Oh, the 30th.
30th. What time? 5 o'clock.
5 o'clock, March 30th. I do have a couple things I want to bring up, Mr. Adams. Where are we at on that position? Because we're sitting here now, and we discussed it, but I don't think we really finalized. It's kind of like we didn't finalize whether if we're going to advertise in-house, out-of-house, or we want out-of-house for the county court, county board of commissioner secretary position. Or
I didn't know which one you were talking about. My recommendation would be to advertise and see what applicants we get in for that position.
You want to advertise out of house?
We have already advertised internally. Have a wonderful young lady that is doing the job now, and we could advertise and see what other applicants that we may be able to get.
Okay. Do we need that in the form of a motion, or do you?
Yes, we need it in the form of a motion.
Because we need to get that process rolling.
I'll make a motion.
We got a motion by Commissioner Powell, second by Commissioner Locke, to go ahead and advertise for Sherry's old position. All in favor?
Yes.
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 Yes. Okay, that's one item I had. Mr. Adams, I hate to ask you again, but where we're at on that bubble grader that it's been haunting us for years.
It is going to be at the next auction. I can't give you the date. I have it written down, but it's going to be at the next auction.
Okay, and our rest of our equipment that we're going to auction off, is that during auction time for that? Is there any additional equipment?
We do have some. We're going to put it on Gov to auction it off.
And that's scheduled for when?
I do not have that scheduled up. I wanted to talk to you guys, talk to the board more thoroughly about that.
Okay.
I just not been able to gather all the pieces and parts together that we'll be able to auction off.
Okay. Thank you, sir. The only thing I wanted to just say, which I'm going to reiterate what I said before, since we haven't done nothing on a job description for the county coordinator, my thought process was to allow him and give him all the authority, since if we're going to have a county coordinator in this county, and it's like we discussed in that workshop, we need to give him the authority, in my opinion, to hire and fire. And I know we didn't act on it tonight, and I appreciate what you done, Mr. Music, but I feel like that's what that position was called to do, and if that position is going to do that, we need to have him doing that. So that's all I'm going to say on that. That being said, anything else? Mr. Attorney?
Yes, sir.
Motion adjourned?
So moved. No. Oh, well.